We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you watch any of the hoops last night?
First half. It's what it's been. I've been watching the first half of these games, and it's blowout city. And I turned the TV off. I've been watching Curb Your Enthusiasm at night. I've fallen asleep.
There you go.
Love myself some Curb. And I just, you know, I was watching some Curb and looked at my phone. It's the middle of the fourth quarter. It's a 20-point game. Yeah, I didn't even turn it back on.
So you saw Klay Thompson. I mean, now this
is he went off. I saw all the highlights this morning, too.
Right. This is like the big talk now is that, well, Klay Thompson is back. So look out. Golden State is going to just, it doesn't matter who they face out of the East.
Right.
Which I think Boston, I think it could be a very, very fun matchup. Boston hopefully is going to get out of there somewhat healthy. But really one of the things that's taken over, it's a good thing that we have another storyline because the games themselves have been anything but competitive, entertaining for the most part. So imagine this, Charles Barkley, the old Chuckster, has been going at it.
I've been to San Francisco twice. I've been there twice and it was years ago. So Chuck's been going at San Francisco saying it's a dirty town and they need to clean it up and all this stuff. And they happen to go back for game five to San Francisco.
Yes. And he is, I mean, he's wearing Mavs jerseys on the set.
Yeah.
last night, there was some back and forth. But this wasn't like, you know, a lot of times, they're just getting them going, no big deal. They've had it with Chuck, and well, Chuck has had it with them. How do you feel right now on Golden State? Like, are you, because there's some people that still, dating back to 2016 and 2017 and those eras with LeBron,
sure,
that still don't like them, don't like their fans. Like, what's your position on Golden State right now?
My position on the Warriors is they're a really good team. They're really fun to watch, and I don't have a dog in this fight, so I don't really have any angst against them or any sort of ill will towards the Golden State Warriors. Now, listen, I don't really like Boston either.
Here's the thing about that. I'm normally...
I like the Heat a lot. They're not going to win tonight, but you know, if they do, then things could be interesting in a game seven.
Okay, so this is what we have to differentiate. Are you, when you say you don't like Boston, you don't like Boston the team or you like Boston the fans? Because Boston fans are obnoxious itself.
I don't have a huge problem with their fans as much as I have a problem just kind of with the team.
See, I like the team. I think the team is, first of all, I go back to the whole Kyrie.
Right.
When he, you know, I want to be here and I'm going to lead these guys. And then, I don't want to be. So you had all that drama. Then you had the Brad Stevens drama. Ime Udoka, we were talking to Jared Greenberg yesterday on the show. Like, he came in and he's done an amazing job with them. Like, took over and then, you know, in January, you saw them get on that roll. They're a great defensive team. They don't have any, there's no egos. Like, that's right. The funny thing is, like, you know, Kyrie comes in there, and obviously Kyrie's ego is ginormous.
Sure.
But, you know, now you're looking at Boston, and it's Jason Tatum, it's Jaylen Brown, it's Robert Williams. Like, they just want to win, and they D you up. Like, and that's why I think I hope Boston eliminates Miami tonight. I want to see a good NBA Finals, like everybody else. Like, I'm kind of with you. We don't necessarily have a horse in the race, but I would like to see these games be close. These games, but so you've got Golden State playing at their you know, great level, and now even more so because if Klay Thompson is going to be Klay Thompson of old, look out. But Boston, I think, provides one hell of a matchup for him. But I don't know. I think as far as Golden State goes, I've come around on Steph Curry.
Okay.
And
Steph was so unlikable when the Cavs were playing him. Now I don't have that big a problem with him.
I just, it's more about respect. Like, I wouldn't say I like him, like I'm a huge fan, but to your point, yeah, like the mouthpiece and he was arrogant. Draymond Green, believe it or not, I've always liked, even Draymond Green at Michigan State.
I liked him at Michigan State, didn't like him when the Cavs played him.
Yeah.
Now I kind of think he's just kind of funny.
Yeah, I didn't really like him. Obviously, he was a bit of a villain here when the Cavs played him, but like Draymond's story, Tom Izzo just rode him and rode him and rode, but he rode him because he knew, like, this guy could be a very good NBA player. He's a second-round draft. And that's, you know, you look at Golden State, that's how they do it. We were talking about the Cavs yesterday. Like, if you can get it done through the draft, another one is Klay Thompson. But, Dustin, that's the guy that I just can't stand.
What don't you like about Klay?
Well, I still remember, I can't get that out of my head, when Klay Thompson that tried to poke the bear, LeBron James, with the It's a Man's Game. And actually, we should be thanking him.
Remember that.
Because maybe if Klay Thompson doesn't say It's a Man's Game, and you remember Bill Livingston with the Plain Dealer at the time, and LeBron's like,
he asked him about it. I remember that.
Yeah, he goes, wait a minute, what did he say? And he wanted it repeated. He's like, well, Klay Thompson said that, this is a man's game, and maybe you're not suit. And LeBron just kind of gave that laugh, but it was like, at that point on, from that point on, it was on. So then I'm watching this last night. Klay Thompson comes in and talks to the media after the game, and he starts bawling. Like, I mean, crying. Not, I know, but today I've got to, I got to differentiate. Bawling today.
Bawling.
He did bawl.
He bawled out of his mind.
Right. He was bawling earlier in the game, but then he bawled his eyes out crying.
What was the crying about?
Because it's been a long, tough road, and I've had my injuries. And
he did have a lot of injuries. I mean, to be fair, it's been a couple of years.
But it's a man's game. Come on, Klay.
Oh, it's a man's game?
It's a man's game. I don't want to see you crying out there. LeBron didn't cry out there. That's the one guy that I just don't know. He's a great player, and people forget, like, even before those injuries, forget about just the offensive game and the ability to shoot. The guy's an incredible defensive player as well. But, yeah, I saw that yesterday, and I just went back to 2016. Like, it's a man's game. Really, Klay?
It's a man's game.
Those tissues. But we'll see. Boston taking on Miami tonight. I'm hoping that they can eliminate the Heat. And I like Eric Spoelstra a lot, but I want to see the best
series. I love Spoelstra.
And he might be the most underrated
no doubt
coach, not only in the NBA, I think he's one of the most underrated coaches in all of sports.
Yeah, and maybe of all time.
Yeah. I mean,
everybody thought this guy was just,
Pat Riley's lackey.
A puppet.
Yeah, exactly.
For the players and for Pat Riley.
Yep. So, all right, as we go to break, I'm curious. We're going to get into Jared Durbin's stuff coming up at 2:40, where he ranked the quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers. Browns, there's a little asterisk, as you can imagine. But when we come back, now we have Golden State back in the finals. Are you still kind of, do you find yourself rooting for them at all? Or is it just, it's always going to be, you just can't stand those Golden State Warriors and by proxy, their fans. You look at that Golden State team, Dustin, like this is I think they were heading toward the dynasty for a while. And then, you had the crazy year with COVID, and then they had some injuries themselves. But, I mean, these guys aren't going anywhere. Like, Steph's there. Klay's there. Draymond. There's talk about maybe a trade for Andrew Wiggins.
They could keep him if they go over the luxury tax, right? I mean, is that something they feel like they need to do now that they are back on track to being –
talking about Wiggins?
Yeah.
I would think so after that. See, that's the thing. I think before the playoffs began, or maybe even before this Western Conference Finals series began, not that he had been, I mean, he had a good year, but like, I think he's, in this series against Dallas, you've seen him prove just how vital he can be. So I agree with you. They might very well go that route with Andrew Wiggins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.